Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8:04. It's a glorious...
It's Thursday.
Yep. Thanks, Morgan. Thanks for the reminder. It's a good day. Beautiful out there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think if it rains before next Friday, Vinny owes us each $150. Was that... I don't believe that was the case at all.
I love the way you guys say that I promised you, and I don't believe that happened either. I don't know why I promise you.
We'll check the tape.
I've asked our parent company for a Doppler radar many times and can't seem to get that. I'm going to try in our new deals to ask for that up front.
Right.
But, you know, I expect they're going to tell me to sit on that thing.
I'm going to really need you every day, especially if we're going to keep doing this on the Zoom. I mean, I need you on a green screen with the clouds scudding behind you over the Bay Area, and I'm going to want a 3D map with the temperatures popping up. I mean, that stuff is cool.
Yeah. I've done that. I actually really like doing it, too.
I thought you were good at it. I mean, you actually were quite natural. You were actually using your hands to drag the clouds out of the way. So it was quite impressive. Magic, even.
Yeah, I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Well, listen.
Anyway, we'll see.
It's gonna cost you if you're wrong, but
again, I expect them to tell me to sit on it. But you know, I'll try.
Well, look, they're in the middle of creating incredible apps like Radio.com and whatever the hell app we're using for text. I mean, come on, you guys. Okay. The Alice 973 Instagram bringing you this look at the celebrity trash. Follow the Alice 973 Instagram page to catch throwback pictures, clips of the day, Fiesta dishware, all the stuff. It's all on there.
Oh, did your stuff arrive yet?
No, it's coming Saturday. Some of it is. It's, you know, some of it will be a week later.
Very exciting.
I had to break it. I broke it to John after he started drinking his beer last night at the restaurant. I said, hey, I got to tell you something. And he goes, what? And I'm like, oh, never mind. I was so scared of him.
It's like, so fun to be your husband. It must be great.
It's like, you know, what now, basically, is what he's saying.
Uh-huh.
So he goes, so I tell him about it, and I'm, you know, really selling it. I'm like, oh, yeah, Vinny loves it, and it's, you know, it says it's, like, chip-resistant, and it's going to be all pretty colors, and he looks at me, he goes, so you didn't talk to me about it because you didn't want me to... I go, no, you take forever. You, like, look at things and read reviews and find it on 15 different sites, and I'm just going to get it, and if you hate it, we'll just use it for a few years, and then it'll be done, like everything else. But I'm all excited because you said yesterday that, like, you know, you can collect this stuff. There's all the magic. Like, I love bowls. You know that.
It's collectible dishware. It's not high-end. It's not the fine china.
It's not low-end.
It's not cheap, but I'm saying it's not high-end, like, collectible fine china.
Right.
But it's collectible in that they specifically put out different colors so that, you know, you might go, there's a whole new set of magenta.
Right.
We've got to get a couple of those.
Got to get some of that into the mix, you know.
Right.
So, and I like, too, that it'll be like a fun rainbow, you know.
It's fun. Your dinner table will look crazy.
So festive.
And it's cool.
Mm-hmm. Fiesta wear. Anyway, that's what I was into yesterday. Nicole, before I jump into the stories here, do you have any more info on Lady Gaga? Anything else come down the pipe?
Mm-mm.
In case you're just joining us, she is currently in Italy. Meanwhile, her dogs are back home in Hollywood. And the guy who walks her dogs was shot in the chest 4 times last night. He is alive, according to the story I read this morning, which seems stunning. And he managed to hold on to one of the dogs, but the people who assaulted him seem to have been after these French bulldogs, and they took 2 of the 3, and he was actually still, there's video on TMZ of this guy who's been shot 4 times clinging to this one dog. So if we get an update on that, we'll let you know.
She's offering a reward of $500K.
Oh.
$500K,
so that
leads to their arrest.
12 minutes ago, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Damn. So she's clearly well aware.
But I've been checking like her socials and stuff, and it's everything's the same thing. Like, dogs are still not found, and she hasn't made a statement. But I've been checking her socials to see if she is.
Well, her statement is, I'm going to give somebody $500,000 if I can get this, these people arrested. I mean, for God's sake, they shot this person who she trusts with a key to her house and her dogs, you know?
Yeah, so it's nothing else but just that.
Okay. Thank you. Let me know if anything else pops up.
Okay.
Play me that Daft Punk thing again, would you?
I love it. If they can't do it, makes us harder, better, faster, stronger.
I like that you put a little explosion on there.
Yeah, the sound, it's the sound of Mars.
Is it really?
The sound like it. Banner, faster, stronger.
Yeah, it does sound like it. That's awesome. Daft Punk broke up. And it's good for business. If you're Daft Punk, you're well, we're up 2,600% since we broke up. They announced that they're splitting up, and sales for their streams for their catalog shot up about 500%. Strong song sales. They jumped about 1,335%. And album sales have spiked by 2,600%. It's incredible. Their best-selling album right now is Discovery from 2001. 2013's Random Access Memories, the one with Get Lucky on it, came in second. But Get Lucky is their most streamed song, followed by One More Time and Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. I forgot about that song. I love that song.
Which one?
The Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one. So
you
congratulations.
Might know that through Kanye. Do you know that? Is that popularized by Kanye for you,
you know,
too?
Or I is think that it just... is, but I know it from Fallon. He plays it all the time.
He does?
Yeah. He'll just, you know, he'll jump into some segment where all of a sudden he mouths those words as they come through the TV screen. Makes us harder, better, faster, stronger. That don't kill me. Can only make me stronger. I need you to hurry up, man. Cause I can't wait much longer. My damn croissant.
This is the good Kanye. Right?
This
is,
I was just going to say, I don't know how to say this is the good Kanye, but you just said it. So there you go. I mean, this is definitely the Kanye that I like. I don't know what happened.
Well,
hey, by the way, let me not to go back, but I was right about the Frenchies. They can range from $4,000 to $10,000. Our texters have sent in. They range from $4,000 to $10,000 per dog.
Incredible.
So, you know, when someone's stealing a French bulldog, they're stealing essentially, or hopefully, in the, I guess in their mind, a $10,000 payday per dog.
So obviously there's a market and a black market at that, because you're not going to say, oh, I bought this dog, fell off the back of a truck. Maybe they make up some kind of story for the person. Well, it's like, why does this one already have gray hairs on it?
Right.
Well, you know. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how that works. You'd think that many things that are stolen, someone would question, and yet they don't. And they probably feel like, well, I live in my house here in Pinole. No one's coming in that's going to see this little dog that is going to say, you know, a famous person can exist completely quietly. A non-famous person can exist quietly without any issue.
And there
you see that with instruments that are stolen, too. It's all the time someone will go, someone stole Eric Clapton's prized Les Paul. How is it possible it hasn't turned up? Because some dude's got it in his living room. That's how.
Right. If he ever becomes a famous musician, it might actually be a problem, because someone will go, hey.
That looks familiar. Right.
Until then, he's really just a collector. So anyway, that's so that if we get more on the Lady Gaga thing, she's offering $500,000. A great deal of that is because these dudes just tried to murder the guy who was walking her dogs and took off with two of them. I'd be pissed too if I were her. Mm-hmm. Anyway, congratulations, Daft Punk. You break up, you make the money. Mm. Maybe they'll be like, well, we didn't realize you loved us so much. We're getting back together. Good times. I like that a lot. Makes me want to dance.
Wow.
Oh, I would
tomorrow.
Love to see that. Please dance. Please.
I am dressed in my dancing clothes, very loose fitting.
Yes, nice, please. But do some dancing for us right now. All right, here we go, everyone. Here we go. Sarah's about to cut loose. Push that hippie van out of the way and get crazy.
Oh, yeah. Get some.
I wish I had that kind of energy. This one doesn't change much. Give me the other one. Give me the Kanye. Start swearing.
Even Nicole's got the shoulders moving. Nice. Serious.
Let's get lost tonight. You could be my black Kate Moss tonight. Play secretary on the ball tonight. And you don't give a f- what they all say, right? Awesome, the Christian and Christian Dior.
You really get a dance battle face going on. It's almost scary.
That's just my resting bitch face. I'm concentrating so much on my mad my mad skills.
Right. Yeah.
Did I send you the thing about Post Malone this morning, Brandon?
You sure did.
Great. Let's play that. Post Malone is covering Hootie and the Blowfish for a Pokemon Day celebration. It's a weird sentence. I'll say it again. Post Malone is covering Hootie and the Blowfish for a Pokemon Day celebration. He's actually going to be playing this. He's released it, but he's going to be performing it at the Pokemon Day 25th anniversary virtual concert, which is happening Saturday, February 27th, this Saturday. Feel free to Google that if you want to attend virtually. But Hootie and the Blowfish, they'll get some money from this. Post Malone is covering your song, guys. Big, you're in the news. Only Want to Be With You. This is Post Malone. Where's the goat? Pleasant song, and you know, it doesn't have that hard edge that I expect from Post Malone, but sounds fine.
I don't like it.
Oh, what's not to like, Vin? No, nothing about it. It's wonderful, and it's going to be performed at the Pokemon Day 25th anniversary. Miss Pokemon Go, they ruined it.
They ruined it.
They did. They changed the whole way you did the battle thing, so it's we used to, for like 2 years, all we did was walk around and play Pokemon. It was so fun.
Oh, those were the days.
They were the days. I was in good shape back then.
We'd go like walking
all
miles
around
sometimes.
God, and we'd go forever. Sometimes me and Bryn, it'd be like 9:45, we'd be signing off the show, and we'd look over at each other and be like, hey, you want to go for a little walk today?
We would walk and walk.
Walk all the way down to the Niantic building where they, you know, because we're like, oh man, well that's where they created this thing. Like there have to be good monsters
there
around
there.
Good
monsters there, yeah. And there was
nothing. Yeah, I think they do that on purpose so people don't hang around.
Yeah,
you know,
that's where we ran into Ty from Survivor.
That's
that?
Right.
Good,
we were walking
days
down the Embarcadero. See how fun it was? I miss it. We
under
ran into
Bay
Ty
Bridge
from Survivor, who's a gardener for the city, and there he's like, hey, you guys. And we're like, hey, Ty. This is so random. We're like, we'd love to talk, but we're busy catching monsters. You know, the monsters aren't going to catch themselves. Come on, Bryn, let's go.
And then we'd sit there on the pier and battle each other.
Oh, it was so fun. Oh, remember that? Oh,
so dumb.
Pokemon
what a waste
day
of time.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that cool, but you guys,
I'm
happy to go down memory lane with you, but it sounds ridiculous.
So fun. Let's get back in. Let's see if they fix it.
We got our steps in, though. That was a good thing.
We sure
it
did. Mm-hmm. That was when I was actually willing to count my steps. Now I'm like 100 steps in one day. That was just me to the bathroom and back a couple times. Like I clearly sat on this couch all day.
Screw that watch.
I know. I hated that watch. It just made me feel guilty about
I love mine.
Slug. Mm-hmm, yeah, well, you exercise. So, of course, you love yours. It goes
it works
like this.
Really
when,
good.
When you look at your watch, it goes like this.
Yeah.
Mine used to go like this.
Yeah, that's
this
not
is mine moving.
Right. No, it's not moving.
Absolutely. Oh, that's weird. Why isn't it moving? Oh, I'm not moving. I'm not moving. I found a comfortable seat and I'm staying here. Okay, I get it.
Good for you.
Is it? All right, here we go. This is something off the Alice973 website.
Nice.
As of Tuesday, the following are the 10 most subscribed to artists on YouTube. So we talked about this a little bit yesterday when Blackpink came up. Blackpink is the number 2 most subscribed to artist on YouTube, which is just, it's insanity. So Blackpink has, now they're the Korean girl band. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Second most of all the acts in the whole wide world. 57.6 million people want to see them on YouTube. They must have some hot videos. It's the only thing I can think of.
Who, Blackpink?
Blackpink.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Call me ice cream. Catch me in the fridge right where the ice be. That's great.
Candy music right there.
I'm looking at this story and it just doesn't want to be here for me right now.
Make it up.
I can't because it's really specific. It was here and now it's not here anymore. I don't know what to do.
Oh, look at Nicole knows the words.
Bryn was singing it too.
I didn't see him.
All right, so I'm going to go down this list here. These are, again, the 10 most subscribed to music acts on YouTube. At number 10 is Billie Eilish. 38.7 million people follow her, subscribe to her on YouTube. So congratulations. Yeah, does right. Coming in at number 9, she remains unbelievably popular. She's great. But I don't know why. Katy Perry. 39.9 million people follow her on YouTube.
Hey, speaking of her, one of our texters said, you need to look up what cherry chapstick means in that song. And I was
I'm sure we can deduce it sounds.
Oh, I can't. What does it mean?
Really? What's a cherry? I mean,
Is that what they mean?
Maybe. That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, they can mean many things.
Is it? So it's a reference to Kissing Australia?
Probably. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Right? Because who cares if you kiss a girl? People kiss girls all the time. But that kind of kiss.
Okay. Well, I like that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's true. I'm just deducing.
Yeah, that's
contextually. These are the 10 most followed acts on YouTube. At number 8, no surprise here, Taylor Swift. 41.6 million people follow her and, you know, want to see all her new stuff. At number 7, way down the list, BTS, 45.3 million.
Oh.
Listen, they're in the top 10, so that's good news for them. But still, I mean, the boy band getting just clocked by the girl band. There are a few surprises on this list, and Eminem is one of them. Eminem has 46.5 million followers on YouTube, and he is the 6th most followed.
I've never seen him on YouTube, but I do like him. He is a good rapper.
Let's see. His most viewed video is Love the Way You Lie, and that has 2.1 billion views on YouTube.
Wow.
That is a ton.
That's with Rihanna, right?
Rihanna, yeah. And he must make, I don't know what the metric is for it, but you get a certain per 1,000 views on YouTube, you get a certain amount of money. So they, you know, he's made some money off of that for sure. 2.1 billion views. I guess it gets easier on the eyes the more you look at him. Ed Sheeran's number 5. 46.9 million viewers.
Jane just knocked her phone off the countertop trying to get to it to text you a note saying, stop saying stuff like that.
He's at first glance, you go, whoa, that him. What's up with that guy? And then you get used to it, you start to love him, little Teddy.
Oh, you mean at first glance you're all, whoa.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't say it, Jane Sheen.
I love the pictures of him when he's a little boy, though, with like the glasses taped to his face and he's playing the piano. I mean, he's so darling. Like, I can't wait to see what his kid turns out like with Cherry Seaborn. Like, that kid going to be incredibly talented, too. Talent like that, that has to pass on, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
I don't know. I mean, we see people's kids. Tom Hanks' kid is a rapper. Has he done anything much with that?
Chaz.
Well, I don't pay attention to that kid, so I'm not sure if he's an amazing rapper or just a rapper. But he's got that one kid who acts, and he's pretty good.
Oh, you're right. He is
Colin
really
Hanks,
good.
Is that his name? I think think it is.
I don't remember, but he was in Dexter and a few other things. Mm. I think Fargo.
Colin Hanks.
Yeah, he's good.
Next up on this list, these are the most subscribed to artists on YouTube. It's Ariana Grande, 47.1 million subscribers on YouTube. Congratulations to her. This one, look, I've heard of this guy. I've heard a few of his songs. I've never seen his face because he covers it up. It's inside a marshmallow hat. His name is Marshmallow. Oh. Marshmallow is the third most subscribed to artist on YouTube. It's incredible. 51.5 million people are subscribed.
And he's a producer, right?
He is. They are calling, let's see. He's a DJ. It's all about the music and the videos. They're saying Alone is the biggest thing on there. 1.9 billion views. Mm-hmm. It's 4 years old. It's doing well.
This is Alone.
I probably haven't heard this.
You might know this one, though. This is
Well, I know one that we play all the time.
With Bastille, right?
Yeah. I love this tune. I love this tune. I think it's great. Marshmallow's amazing. I don't know anything about him except for the marshmallow hat and that he's a DJ. So he is number three. He has the third most subscribers of any other artist. Blackpink is number two. We talked about them. 57.6 million people are subscribed to Blackpink. And who's number one? Take a guess.
I have a guess, but I'll let you guess.
Is it Psy?
It's not Psy. Not Psy.
Okay. Is it, who are the guys that did that joint song with Justin Bieber? And it was the dance song that we all love.
I'm going to stop you at Justin Bieber. Justin Bieber is the winner.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
I was waiting for Justin.
You inadvertently said it. 61 million viewers. 61
but seriously,
million
who were those guys that they did that song with Justin Bieber?
Despacito.
Yes, Despacito.
Damn Yankee.
Daddy Yankee.
That's it.
And Fonzie.
Okay. That was going to be my
damn
guess.
I
tripped and fell into Justin Bieber.
You did. Well done, Vinny. Well done. 60 was the only artist on this list with more than 60 million subscribers. So congratulations to him.
You ever
By the way,
lyrics, Nicole.
not after that disastrous time.
Isn't this where we first started hanging out with Nicole? She was
when Nicole was an intern. We had her try to sing the lyrics to this song, and she messed up within 5 seconds. This is her first time ever on the air, and she said the F word.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my God, that's right. Yep. And we kept you. We were taking the long view.
Well, I got you guys grilled cheese, so.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was so good. Thank you. congratulations to Justin Bieber, who wins this one. Right now, 3.4 billion views on Sorry. That, you know. Say I'm sorry.
I like that one.
What about the new songs? What about Lonely or Anyone?
I don't have a
what about Boyfriend?
I don't have a ranked thing, huh?
Anyone is a huge hit right now.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it would be Boyfriend.
Oh, well, that one has been around forever, right?
Yeah.
What's his very first one there? That he had
baby.
Yeah, that's probably got his own views too.
Yeah, Boyfriend's a hot one too.
Yeah, your boys used to have Bieber bangs, right?
One Time, that was his first song.
One Time was his first song.
Because I remember watching it on YouTube and I was like, who is this kid?
Well, maybe you should look up Justin Bieber on YouTube and see how many views are on each. See which one is the most viewed.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Yeah, I'm all done. What's coming up in the news?
You may have heard the term stay woke.
Yes.
I'll try and explain that to you.
Please
well,
do.
We'll all figure it out after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.